AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 937 on a Wednesday morning. I get to talk banking and your money with Trevor Dorsey from Regent Bank in Nowata, right on the corner, right on that big white building with the big sign out in front. I know you're a regional bank. I know you take care of people all the way, you know, all around the area with other locations, but I drive by that one pretty regularly. So that, to me, that's Regent Bank.
Oh, yeah, and you can't, like I said, it's a big two-story white building on the corner. You can't hardly miss it. Now we've got some new signage up, so it helps even more. And I think a lot of people, the clock,
clock is the landmark for me.
Every time you say no, they're like, hey, that clock. And I'm saying, yeah, that's where the bank is.
There Now, I know you got the detour on the east side of town, and we have to drive north and around. But if you're going through downtown Nowata on the highway, you're going to drive by the bank.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, this is the time of year people are either getting ready to have filed, almost filed, thinking about filing, might file their income taxes. And so they might need the services of a banker because maybe they need to pay some bills and know that they're going to get that income tax refund back in a few days, weeks, months, whenever, however they file. But they need some short-term money to pay off some stuff.
Oh, yeah. This time of year, you may need some short-term money to fix up a car. You got a car broke down or whatever's going on in your life. You may need some short-term money, and you know you're going to get a refund. So, we can do a short-term consumer and short-term working capital business loans. But then also, this time of year is good for people to start. I mean, we've talked previously in the past about Christmas Club or saving for that vacation or different things. And, you know, if you're going to get a refund, the perfect time of year, start thinking about, well, what kind of account can I put it in where I'm going to make the most off my money so that I can go on that vacation or be prepared for Christmas or whatever people have going on in their lives. And we'd love to sit down and figure that help the client to figure that out.
Well, CBS News had a story early this morning. I don't know if they ran it this hour or not. I was busy with other stuff. But they talked about the differences in people's savings rates now compared to maybe when you and I were growing up. I don't remember the numbers, so I'm going to stretch it and say, okay, if you had a college degree, you're more likely to have more money in the bank than you would on your credit card. And either way, paying off that credit card, we know it's not a good thing, but sometimes people have that whole paycheck ready to go pay off a credit card because that's just where they're at. Mm-hmm. And a banker can help you restructure your savings and your emergency fund and things so that when the card does break down, you can pull it out of savings instead of put it on the card.
Oh, you bet. And I think we can kind of help people navigate that, sit down with them and give them a plan. And they may have a plan in mind, and once we visit, they may decide, hey, you know, that's a better plan. But we obviously want to look at all the situations that our clients are in and try to put them and gear them in there. But I think you said something that makes sense. Statistically, right now, most people aren't saving like they used to.
Yeah.
I think my parents and probably my grandparents said, hey, you know, you got to put money back and you got to save it. And it was more of a necessity and not a want.
I think it was partly because my mom grew up during the Depression. And it was just one of those things that you knew that you needed to be able to have that out when you need it because there was no guarantee that tomorrow was going to be good.
Well, and I think that, younger generations that are coming on, they're not risk averse, I guess. You know, they put it in the stock market. Well, if they lose it today, well, tomorrow, bounce back.
It's just on paper anyway, so yeah.
And, we tend to be, at least myself, and I think, some older generations tend to be more conservative, and so they want to make sure that they know that it's just a consistent return on that investment so they don't have to worry about. Plus, if you're getting a little bit older, you're thinking, I can't afford to take that risk and lose any of that retirement.
Yeah, and I think any professional in the financial field, whether you're a banker, you're a stock market, I don't care, any financial professional is going to say, as you get closer to that retirement deadline, you need to become more conservative somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we can certainly help when we have some good IRA products that are geared for more long-term investment for somebody that's maybe a little bit younger and they want that there someday for when they're ready for it. So,
and you talked about that, and I smile when you mentioned Christmas Club because the first time you brought it up, I said, and I think I may have said it out loud, banks still do that? and you know, because you're a hometown banker, you want to meet people's needs. And if that need is that Christmas club that you put in a regular weekly, monthly amount, however you structure it for that particular client, and then when it gets close to Christmas time, it pays out, basically writes you a check for whatever your savings goal was for that particular plan.
Oh, you bet. And I think like you said, that you still do that. I mean, there's some accounts we have, you know, and even now I have some conversations with my oldest son, who's, I guess, a little over 3 years from driving. You know, you got to start thinking about, you know, when I got to be that age, you start thinking about a vehicle.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
And that the cost of that first vehicle for him, it just, things have gone up compared to that 54 Mercury that I bought when I got my first, you know, it's just, it, I'm sorry, the vehicles are worth more now.
Yeah, 69 Chevy is $800 truck, but I love that thing. It got me where I needed to go. Didn't look like much, but, and
it,
so.
It was better than that 49 Studebaker that some of my other classmates were driving, you know, so it was good.
But he's going to be like me, you know, he's going to think about what he wants to do when we get that vehicle. I actually have an old farm truck I bought, and, you know, but he's probably going to want to put rims on it. He's going to want to do that. Well, rims today cost three times what it cost for my first vehicle. So, you know, you're going to have to think about that. So, he, you know, in his case, he may want to have a savings account. And now if he's, you know, if I'm paying him a little bit for things he's doing around the house or another, you know, anybody else's kid, they may want to start putting that money back. And their parent tried to help them, you know, get prepared for that day. And so we do still have some accounts that may be oddities, I guess, but we are a community bank, and we deal a lot in smaller communities, at least around here. You know, we are in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Springfield, which are larger markets, but we still, and Bartlesville's a little bit larger market, but we still deal with a lot of folks that, you know, are smaller communities, and they need our expertise when it comes to trying to help them plan for life's events.
And yet you're large enough that your app does most of the things that everybody else's banking app does, and you still have the same digital convenience that if I want to deposit that $500 check using the app, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, you can do it right here from right while we're talking. You take a picture, and it goes right in your account. So we have all the modern conveniences, but, you know, we find that we've done a good job at developing those relationships. And so people want to come in, people still want to come in and see you face-to-face and talk through whatever it is they're thinking about. And I like that. I hope that not everybody decides that mobility is the best way to go, because those relationships are important.
Well,
and
I think
you and I have talked, the last 12 months, a lot about our first relationships in the bank and your parents helping you introduce you, and you get to know that banker, and hopefully we're developing multi-generational relationships where we can continue that on and on.
Yeah, and whether it's dad or granddad or mom, or the person doesn't matter, but it's that older, hopefully wiser person that takes that teen in and say, you know, you need to talk to Trevor because he's going to be your banker for life.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do. We want to develop those relationships where we're going to always have them.
And I think it's important that we have that confidence of that banking relationship somewhere along the line. I know this is the time of year ag lending is going on. For all I know, they, you know, maybe many of your ag lender clients have already been in and got that taken care of last November. But this is the time when you're making that plan for next year's livestock purchase or for next year's crop purchase, whatever version of production agriculture you're in.
Oh yeah, this time of year, you know, you're starting to get into if you got spring and fall calvers, and you know, you may be looking at replacing some of your herd. You
yep.
may be looking at, you need a new piece of equipment. You know, you may be getting ready to start spraying weeds and fertilizing. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in the ag side of things, and so you know, pretty much all year round we can be helping those clients' needs. And right now is a good time. The Fed appears to have held off on any rate increases. You know, and that's a thing. Every time the Fed in the agricultural market, those guys are pretty wise and conservative, like we're talking about. You know, if they're talking about rate increases, well, they may have something they'd really like to do, but they may hold off because
yes.
of that. And, you know, now I think you'll see some of those people maybe follow through with some plans they had because they feel confident maybe that they're not going to see rates go up a point in the next year.
I think you're more than likely right. I don't want to second guess the Fed any more than you are, but
yeah, I don't want to change their mind in any way here. But
but I was looking at the schedule, and the spring livestock shows are coming up. Nowata County Livestock Show coming up. I want to say the 21st, 22nd, whatever the numbers dates are. And I've seen Regent Bank out there. You're out there supporting those FFA and 4-H kids too.
Yes, sir. We do, and we take pride in being able to do that. I mean, those kids are future, and some of them will be involved in ag, and some of them maybe not once they go off to college and come back and whatever line or field that they go into. But those kids are very dedicated. You know, they learn in growing that animal. You know, that you learn hard work, dedication, patience, you know, all kinds of things.
There's nothing else getting up early and being out there in the rain or the snow.
Yeah. And so I have a lot of respect for those young women and men that do that, and they're hard workers, and their parents have instilled a lot of good values in them. And so we like to give back and support those kids and show them and hopefully develop, again, those relationships that will be, long term.
Yeah. For a family that just really just starting out, newlyweds, or maybe a young couple that just had their first youngster, you're there to help them with their financial plans along the way, and realize that over the next course of 40, 50 years, there's going to be some ups and downs, but a banker can help you out.
Oh yes, sir. The earlier we can start off with folks, the better, because we can kind of try to help guide them. And there's a lot of programs. Recently had a young couple call, and they were looking at buying their first home.
Congratulations.
And so newly married to a degree, and they got a kid on the way, and so we can kind of help guide them into home loan product that fits their needs best right now. That'll help them get that established and kind of help them set, again, goals for savings, goals for, buying that first home, a young teen buying his first car, whatever. So, the quicker we can get involved and develop that relationship, hopefully, the more that we can provide a little bit of our expertise, and I can't claim to be the expert in everything, but we have a lot of good staff that...
Yeah.
In different areas, they are an expert. And so I try to put them with the right people. It's kind of like a coach. You have other coaches around you to make you better. So it's kind of the same concept.
Well, and different people's skills financially vary. And maybe the advice that you might give to me would be different than the advice you would give to the next person that walks in, even though we both present the same basic set of circumstances, because you got to know me or got to know the other individual. The advice you give them as a professional in the financial field could, or at least might, be different.
Yes, sir. It could be, depending on the situation and your financial capacity, your credit background, all kinds of different criteria go into how or what we try to help you with along the way. So.
Yeah. Really, just a financial checkup with a banker is not a bad idea. Insurance professionals say we need to talk to you, once a year and review your programs. I'm sure your financial planner would say the same thing. But a banker is part of that financial team and needs to be in on the conversation.
Yeah, and hopefully everybody views us that way. We want to be there to help, not to be a hindrance. And, I tend to not go to the doctor until I think I'm dying, and so I hope people don't look at bankers the same way. But we are there for you, and we certainly want to help you, grow whether it's just your family sitting down trying to figure out things, or whether your business you're trying to expand it or grow it, or we're there, and we want to be there to help and try to give you the best advice and the best products and services to accomplish your dreams and your goals.
You mentioned a few months ago that you kind of have some special services for nonprofits that gives maybe a little bit more favorable rate or a little bit better service on whatever account they may need to open with Regent.
You bet. We don't charge fees on nonprofits, so any your checks, your typical standard banking fees, which aren't astronomical, but you take
a $5 fee is a $5 fee
for a nonprofit. If you take in their average fees over the course of the month are $30, well, you look up and over the year they've spent $360. Like $360, what would that have done in that nonprofit? And also right now, which we've talked about for several months, is you know, as interest rates have floated up, so have the depository rates. Right now, depository rates are very good. And we even try to be a little bit more aggressive with the nonprofits because, again, we know that that money is going back out. So we really want to help give them the best return on the funds that they have and then also negate their fees. You know, if we can help a nonprofit have another $2,000 on their balance sheet to help, you know, whatever area, what, you know, whether it's helping people mm-hmm. or helping other organizations in the community to be there, you know, to provide services, then, you know, an additional $2,000 a year is pretty
can
big.
Can be huge. A local nonprofit, large or small, it doesn't matter. Donor intent is important. And if they're working with a, I'm just going to use round figures, a $1,000 donation from John Doe, then they want to use as much of that $1,000 donation for whatever John Doe intended that money to go for, as opposed to, you know, paying the banking fee.
Yes, sir. And so we really tried to focus and make that a priority to get this information out to the nonprofits so that they know that we're there to support them, we're there to help them grow, we're there to help them provide more services back into the community by, you know, cutting some of their fees and trying to give them a better return on the funds that they are able to go out and solicit from the market.
So, what's your website?
www.regentbank.com. You can look us up and all of our products and services are listed on there, and depending on what market you're in, you should be able to find the banker in that market that you can talk with. And again, we'd love to just have the opportunity to visit with you, get to know you better, whether you decide to do business with or not. It never hurts to have a conversation and meet somebody new.
We shop for insurance rates. We shop for doctors. Why not shop for a banker?
Yes, sir.
Trevor Dorsey with us this morning from Regent Bank in Nowata and other locations around the Midwest as well. Check them out, regentbank.com, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. That's One-on-One on 1400 K1.
Battles aren't won solely on